Jason and the Nave for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Joseph E. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds and Charleston River Dogs ready to tango for game three of this series. We're getting you ready for it here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Shorebirds fell last night, second straight game to the River Dogs. Another close contest, though. Shorebirds lost 5-3. Their 26th loss of the season. They are now 15-26 in the season. 8 games back of now the Carolina Mudcats, who have vaulted into first place over the Lynchburg Hellcats at the top of the North at 23-18. Charleston with the win 28-15, but still 2 games back in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans with the best record in minor league baseball at 30-11 on the season. Charleston 2 games back of them at 28-13. So tonight, a new night for the Shorebirds as they'll try to get their first win here of this 12-game road trip. Last night's contest, the Shorebirds, it was just the offense, never got the big hit when they needed it. Didn't have an extra base hit after the second inning. The Shorebirds have just 2 extra base hits so far in the series. A double for Noelbert Romero in the second last night. Ryan Higgins doubled in the third back on Tuesday. Trendon Craig had a 2-run single in the 8th to draw the birds a little bit closer, but Charleston, they hit 3 more triples. They lead the league in triples with 26 of them, scored 3 times in the 5th, 2 in the 7th, to come away with a 5-3 win. The big upshot for the birds last night was Carter Baumler in his professional debut. He was just as good as advertised. 3 shutout innings, allowed just 1 hit, 1 walk, struck out 5. His first professional K was a knee-buckling curveball. He showed off a good fastball. And just overall, for a 20-year-old kid coming off of Tommy John surgery, showed a good amount of poise to control the nerves for the first time pitching in front of fans in a real professional game. In over 2 years was the last time he pitched in front of a crowd. He'd been toiling away down in Florida, finally got his shot here today. In his first shot yesterday in front of a real crowd in a pro game. Had a chance to catch up with Carter prior to today's contest, so I'll stop yapping and we'll air our chat with Shorebirds starting pitcher Carter Baumler. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by the newest Shorebird, one Carter Baumler. Carter, first off, congrats on a great professional debut last night. What was working for you? It seemed like kind of everything. Was it hard to tone down the jitters at first?
Yeah, I mean, I would say my nerves kind of calmed down a little bit right before I got out there, and I felt, you know, once I stepped up onto the baseball field, I just kind of felt like I was right back where I needed to be. But in terms of what was working for me yesterday, the first 2 innings, I had my fastball and my curveball working for me as usual. That's kind of, I can usually count on every night that's going to be there. And I really was trying to find my changeup and my slider later into the game, and I ended up finding my slider in the 3rd inning, and it worked out for me. But down the road, I mean, I'm definitely going to be working on that this week just so I can try and find that, you know, right from the first pitch. But fastball and curveball are usually kind of my bread and butter. So, I mean, that's kind of what I was working with yesterday.
And I thought it was a pretty gutsy call for your first pro strikeout. 3-2, first inning, you drop a hammer on the outside corner. That had to have been just a huge jolt of confidence of like, okay, I'm here, I can do this.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. I mean, he was a good hitter, too, and I think I could have got him on a couple pitches earlier and just missed a couple executions, but yeah, that felt good to get the first strikeout out of the way.
And after that, you end up with 3 scoreless. And this was your first actual professional game after going through Tommy John in 2020, obviously the pandemic not helping with that. What was it like just playing under the lights again? Because I know down in Florida on the backfield, sometimes you can forget what it's like to actually have more than 10 eyeballs on you.
Yeah. I mean, the fans, it was so good to have them back out there, you know, even if they were going against me, you know, being away. But I mean, yeah, I think Florida did prepare me a ton, though. I learned a lot before I came out here in the whole Tommy John rehab process. You know, it didn't feel like I missed a whole, you know, season of baseball. It felt like I still learned so much throughout the process. And granted, this was my first outing, but it feels like I've been here for a while.
And that process for you down in Florida, I know that there were a couple other Tommy John rehabbers that were there. Ty Block was one of them. And basically everybody who has come from Florida to the Shorebirds over the past year and a half, be it the guys in the draft class last year or the guys this year who currently are on the team, everybody is raved about the camaraderie you guys all had. That must have been so helpful going through, you know, one of the toughest periods in your short career thus far.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say Tommy John is probably the toughest thing I've been through in life, thankfully. But, I mean, it's just, you know, when we're down there in Florida, we're all kind of going through it a little bit. So it's like we form a good relationship, even, you know, this year, too, like with, you know, Heston and Reed and Servideo and, you know, every other guy that was there. It feels like we form a really good relationship and we push each other and we all want to get better. But, yeah, I mean, it's that those relationships that we build and that kind of competition and everything really pushes us to become a lot better.
And we were talking a little bit before this interview that you had a commitment to TCU out of high school. What drew you to professional baseball? Because obviously TCU, I imagine that was kind of your dream school to be able to go and play baseball for. But obviously pro baseball, yeah, having that option, what lured you to the Orioles?
Obviously, the Orioles farm system. Like, the Orioles farm system is, you know, the number one and number one in baseball right now. And, you know, we have a lot moving forward in the future, a ton moving forward. So that was definitely something that drew me. But also, like, I think my senior year, I just felt like, you know, maturity-wise, I felt like I was always kind of working towards this. I'd say, like, going into the summer of my senior year, it felt like that was just kind of at the forefront of my mind. But, yeah, I mean, I was just always kind of ready to do it, and it felt like I was matured to go out there and, you know, do what I'm doing now.
And not to throw Dan Hammer under the bus here, but I will. He claims that you are good at just about everything, from bowling to hunting to obviously you're a very good punter and kicker as well. What is one thing that you're not good at?
Well, I used to be really bad at ping pong, and I got a lot of crap at it in Florida, but I kind of came back and, like, kind of hit my stride the last couple weeks before I came down here, and it stinks we don't have one anymore, but, I mean, there are quite a few things that I'm not good at, but it seems like, I mean, I try to be as good as I can at everything, you know, just because I'm, you know, someone who likes competition and stuff, but, yeah, I mean, Dan's right in some ways, but he's also, you know, wrong in other ways.
So you're someone who doesn't like to lose.
I don't like to lose, no.
Always been that way, family Monopoly, when you were like five, you're flipping the board if something goes wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, probably. I mean, it was always like trying to control myself when I did lose was the tough part, but I feel like I can do that a little bit better now, but yeah, I don't like to lose.
Well, Carter, congrats on the great professional debut last night. Thanks for your time here today.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you, getting you set for Game 3 between the Shorebirds and Charleston River Dogs. Before we get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups, talk a little bit about some roster moves for the Shorebirds here this week. If you haven't been paying attention, or maybe you've been checking in and out with the team on the road, well, a couple of new faces in different places for the Shorebirds. Daryl Hernandez, Alex Pham have been promoted to High A Aberdeen. Into the roster now, obviously, Carter Baumler, who made his professional debut last night. Also, Aaronson Placencia, new middle infielder, is playing shortstop again for the second straight game tonight. And in the outfield, Elio Prado, in center field tonight for the Shorebirds as well. They have been awesome to have around. Birds had one more roster move last night, and that was a change with Ryan Long being put on the IL. He pitched two innings back on Sunday, and we'll have his start skipped here this week. Could be back for the second leg of the road trip once we're in Myrtle Beach. But Dan Hammer will now start in his stead on Saturday. Hammer was supposed to pitch at the back end of the tandem with him. Hammer will now just go by himself on Saturday instead. So that's where the Shorebirds roster is currently at. They still have an open roster spot, or now two if they so choose to use it, with Long now on the IL. But new faces, new places. Always like to make sure everybody's aware of the current composition of the Shorebirds roster. And with the roster set, let's go ahead and get you that Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. For the Birds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He's at second base. Elio Prado in center field bats second. Michael DeSone in left field hits third. Isaac Bologna, the DH, bats fourth. Trenton Craig in right field bats fifth. Ryan Higgins, the first baseman, sixth. Batting seventh, Moises Ramirez, the third baseman. Aaronson Plasencia, the shortstop, bats eighth. Michael Montecone does the catching, batting ninth. For Daniel Fetterman on the mound, getting the start for the Shorebirds, he is 0-4 with a 7.20 ERA, right-handed pitcher, undrafted free agent out of Miami. For Charleston and second-year manager Blake Butera, Shane Sasaki leads it off. He's in left field. Carson Williams, the shortstop, bats second. Drew Baker in center field hits third. Mason Auer, the DH, bats fourth. Willie Vasquez at the hot corner bats fifth. O'Neill Monzueta, the right fielder, bats sixth. Luis Leon, the catcher, bats seventh. Dredville Chavez, the first baseman, hits eighth. And Edwin Barugan, the second baseman, bats ninth. He was added to the Charleston roster a couple of days ago. This will be his full season debut. On the mound for Charleston is Christian Fernandez, getting his first start of the season, but he has been very good in bulk out of the bullpen, 3-1 with a 2.82 ERA. Charleston will make a note of this before the game starts, and then once the game starts as well. They are their alternate identity tonight, their food-based identity, just like the Shorebirds have the Scrapple. The River Dogs have become the Boiled Peanuts. If you've ever been to the Carolinas or Georgia area, Boiled Peanuts are a way of life down here. They sell them at the ballpark, and now they wear them on their jerseys. They have the nutty-based sleeves, like the outside of a peanut on the sleeves, with a green jersey for the Boiled Peanuts that say Boiled Peanuts on the front, with a hat with an angry peanut coming out of a pot that ostensibly has boiling hot water. Boiling Nuts have taken the field, so let's go ahead and take one more break, and on the other side, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Charleston, South Carolina, it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome, everybody, to Joseph E. Riley Jr. Ballpark. As a light rain has started to fall here at the yard, we're just about ready for first pitch here between the River Dogs and Shorebirds. Game 3 of this 6-game set. Charleston has taken the first two, and hopefully we won't have the rain impacting us for too long here tonight. Going through his warm-up tosses right now on the mound is Christian Fernandez for the River Dogs, playing under their Boiled Peanuts identity here tonight. He's on the mound, and this is the defense that manager Blake Gutierrez sets up behind him. It's Shane Sasaki in left, Drew Baker in center, O'Neill Monzueta in right field, Willie Vasquez at third, Carson Williams at short, Edwin Barugan at second base, Fred Beal Chavez at first, and Luis Leon does the catching. So mentioned just coming at the start of this broadcast when we came back from break, it is raining at the moment, and there are some very dark clouds over to our left, looking like they're moving from left to right, kind of towards the ballpark, so hopefully it'll just be a passing shower and we'll be okay. But for now, we'll play baseball as Luis Valdez strides the plate to lead it off for Delmarva. Fernandez on the mound, 6'2", 170-pound righty out of Venezuela. First start of the season, ninth appearance overall. He's 3-1 with a 2.82 ERA. 22 and a third innings, has struck out 41, walked just 10, 15 hits, 9 runs, 7 earned. Valdez, switch hitter, digs in from the left side, the windup in the first pitch of the game. Valdez shoots it into left field, Sasaki towards the line, the left fielder gets there and puts it away. One pitch, one out to begin the game for Christian Fernandez. So it's just a very light sprinkle at the moment here at Joseph E. Riley Jr. Ballpark. The wind is pretty heavy, though. It's blowing in from center towards the right field line. Elio Prado now the batter, and the first pitch fastball from Fernandez misses low for ball one. So the wind blowing in from center, that tells us that the clouds are coming right at us, which isn't a good thing. 1-0. Prado takes a heater on the inside corner, counts even at one. And hopefully it will pass pretty quickly here. Fernandez sets up crossfire, now into his windup, the 1-1. Prado takes a breaking ball, hard to the plate, it's 1-2. Elio playing in his third game with the Shorebirds, he's 2-for-7 through his first two games. No extra base hits, no RBIs. 1-2 offering. Curveball, stroke to right center field, that's down for a base hit. Over to cut it off, the center fielder Baker. Prado around first, holds up there with a one-out single. Good piece of hitting by Prado, as all three of his hits now with the Shorebirds have gone the other way. Wind really picking up now, as is the rain. It's starting to fall a good deal more heavily out in the field. Brings up Michael Deson. Prado at first, one out. No score, top of the first. Fernandez again sets up crossfire on the mound. The righty set at the belt. Deson ready at the plate in the first pitch. Fastball in the inside half for strike one. Charleston in their alternate identity, the Boiled Peanuts tonight. Green base jerseys and sleeves like the shell of a peanut. 0-1. Fastball down the middle, it's 0-2. Deson playing in back-to-back games after playing last night was his first start in a week. He's dealing with an ankle injury, rolled his ankle. No homer, 7 driven in for the righty. .233 average, .582 OPS, the 0-2. Deson sprays it foul over top the River Dogs dugout first base side. And the count remains 0-2. No score top of the first. Shorebirds and River Dogs gain 3 of the series. Charleston still the second best record in the league. 5th best record in the minors. The pitch. Deson swings and misses. Can't connect on a high breaking ball. Down on strikes. The first strikeout for Fernandez tonight. 2 outs here in the first. Prado still at first base. That brings up Isaac Bologna, DH, batting from the left side. Infield plays him to pull. Fernandez ready at the belt. Short leg kick, the pitch. And Bologna swings and misses. Off-speed pitch below the knees for strike one. Bologna, 5 homers, 25 driven in. .248 average, .790 OPS. Open stance from the left side. Fernandez ready, here it comes. And Bologna waits back on the changeup and pops it in the air down the left field line. And it'll slice into the seats, out of play. And the count's 0-2. On Bologna, 2 outs top of the first. Shorebirds, for their part, going with the alternate black uniforms here today. Fernandez ready, the pitch. Bologna checks his swing, fastball up. And the home plate umpire, Trey Jester, says he went around. No appeal needed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Fernandez to cap the first. Shorebird strand Prado aboard. And we go to the bottom of the first. It's Delmarva nothing. Charleston coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hurts Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Bottom of the first here from Charleston. It's Delmarva nothing. Charleston coming to bat in the bottom of the first. Dan Fetterman on the mound for the Shorebirds. Getting the start here tonight. Right-hander is 0-4 with a 7.20 ERA on the season, making his seventh start. This is the defense that starts out behind him here this evening. It's Michael Deson in left, Elio Prado in center, Trenton Craig in right. Moises Ramirez is at third, Aronson Placencia at short, Luis Valdez at second, Ryan Higgins at first, and Michael Montecon does the catching. Fetterman, 30 innings thus far, has struck out 35, walked 11, 42 hits, 24 runs all earned, given up 5 homers. 6'1", 205-pound righty out of the University of Miami, an undrafted free agent last summer. Just trying to put it all together for a full start here today. Works from the first base side of the rubber into his full wind. The pitch to Shane Sasaki is a fastball down the middle for strike one. Fetterman's past couple of outings, it's been hit or miss. Into his wind, the 0-1. Slider ripped into the left field. That's a base hit. Sasaki stayed on that one and drills into left for a leadoff single. But Fetterman has had a lot of trouble in the first two innings this season. Last time out against Fredericksburg, he gave up 4 runs over 4 2/3, and all 4 came in the first. This season, he's thrown the first inning 6 times, and he's given up 8 runs on 8 hits. 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Now Carson Williams, the batter. Fetterman's pitch home. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Fetterman, 4-pitch mix. Fastball, cutter, slider, changeup. Works from the first base side of the rubber. Shorebirds in their alternate black uniforms. D-Bird logo on the left chest. D-Bird hat. The 0-1. Sasaki runs from first. Pitch is swung on and missed. The throw to second. In time. Michael Montecon with his first caught stealing of the season. And he gets the Carolina League leader in stolen bases to boot. Sasaki thrown out for the second time this week. Willems gunned him down on Tuesday. Montecon gets him here on Thursday. So one out, base is empty. It's an 0-2 count on Carson Williams now as well. Williams with an OPS at 990. The pitch hits it off the thumbs on a couple of hops to Higgins at first. Fields the ball, flips to Fetterman covering at the bag. 3-1 put out, and just like that, there's two outs here in the first. So two out, nobody on, and that brings up Drew Baker, center fielder for the River Dogs tonight. No score, bottom one. Baker, right-handed batter, 3 homers, 22 driven in. 369 average and OPS over 1,000. The first pitch, slider just a little bit low. Fetterman actually froze when the ball was thrown back to him. He couldn't really make sense of where that one missed, and I don't blame him. Wind up in the 1-0. And Baker hits it in the air towards the right field line. Craig, a late jump, races over, won't get there. Fields it on one hop on the warning track. Baker around first, and he's into second standing with a 2-out double. Ball sliced hard away from Craig off the bat, I thought maybe there was a chance he was going to get there, but his first step went in. Couldn't recover in time to get to the ball to make the catch. So a man at second, two outs, and Mason Auer the batter. Fetterman's given up a lot of contact this season. Opponents hitting .321 against him coming into the game. He's got Baker at second, two outs. Fetterman back to the stretch from the belt, his pitch. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Auer, two homers, 14 driven in on the season. .861 OPS. Open stance from the right side. Shin guard on the front leg. Fetterman readies up, looks to second, now deals. And Auer takes a fastball at the knees at 91. Counts even at a ball and strike. It looked like Fetterman had finally turned the corner back in the 14th against Salem. He threw five innings of one-run baseball, three hits, two walks, seven strikeouts. Like we said at the start, really comes down to just one big inning. The 1-1, Auer swings and catapults it high in the air. Back onto the short right field grass. Second baseman Valdez under it, and he makes the catch. Coming back onto the infield dirt for the final out here in the first. Couple hits for Charleston. They leave a man at second, and we go to the second. No score after one here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
So much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second from Charleston. It's the Shorebirds nothing and the River Dogs nothing after an inning of play. Sam Jelinek with you. Game three of the series between Charleston and Delmarva. Charleston's taking the first two. They've been hotly contested games. 10-9 on Tuesday, 5-3 last night. Shorebirds trying to get over the hump against the second best team in the league. River Dogs have basically run East Coast-based single-A league over the past 2 years. First pitch to Trenton Craig from Christian Fernandez is cut on and missed for strike one. Last year, Charleston won the league, went in astonishing 82-38. 0-1 to Craig. Breaking ball off the outside corner, 1-1. To win 82 games in an 120-game season is downright absurd. 1-1. Craig takes way outside, 2-1. You might remember the Shorebirds back in 2019 winning 90 games. That was considered a great feat when they went 90-48. But to win 82, the way Charleston did it is insane. Craig fouls off the 2-1, backing out of play, counts even at 2. Trenton batting against Christian Fernandez. Not a hit in the first, but struck out 2. Righty into his wind against the righty at the plate. Here it comes. And Craig swings and misses late on 93. Down on strikes. That's now 3 straight strikeouts for Christian Fernandez. One out, nobody on for Ryan Higgins. Ryan playing first base again tonight. No score at top of the second. Higgins hitting .186, .605 OPS, 2 homers, 16 driven in. Right-handed batter, the windup in the first pitch. Breaking ball misses inside for ball one. Higgins went 1-for-3 last night. Seems like he's maybe starting to turn a corner. 1-0. Swings and fouls it back and out of play, 1-1. Had an abysmal start to the season. sitting under 150 for the first month and a half. But of late, homered back on Sunday in the series finale against Fredericksburg. A couple of hits back on Tuesday. One more last night. Starting to heat up. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up above the hands at 94. And the count's 1-2. Rain has now stopped here in Charleston, but there are still very dark clouds out beyond the horizon. The wind blowing in from center, gusting every now and again, making me think we're not out of the woods quite yet. Base is empty, one out, top two, no score. 1-2 pitch to Higgins. Breaking ball misses down and away. Counts even at two. Fernandez, a relative journeyman, despite being just 22 years old here in the Rays system. 2-2. Higgins skies it out of play, first base side. Count stays at 2-2. Fernandez has been in the Rays system since 2016. Spent 2 years in the Dominican Summer League, actually three, from 2016 to 2018. 2019 was at rookie ball in Princeton, 2-2. Higgins takes a breaking ball high and the count's full. And finally, last year made it to Charleston. He threw just 22 and a third innings. He had arm surgery after the 2019 season. So was eased back into it and pitched well. The pitch. Fastball misses just low for ball four. Higgins with a gutsy take. Draws the free pass. And he's aboard with one out here in the second. Actually, to correct myself here, Fernandez never saw Charleston last year. He had arm surgery after 2019, missed all of 2020 and 2021. So his appearance here in Charleston and how well he's also throwing is a bit of a surprise to many. Here's Moises Ramirez, Higgins at first, and the first pitch, swung on and missed, snap throw back to first, and Higgins is picked off. And I think Higgins is hurt diving back to the bag. He's lying on his stomach as he tried to dive back in. And the trainer Julio Ibarra will race out to tend to him. And what Fajardo is pointing at is Higgins' shoulder, which is terrible news given that Higgins dislocated actually his right shoulder last year, and this time it's his left. The dislocation of his right shoulder last year required surgery that ended his season. And now here they're checking on his left arm and his left shoulder. So they turn him onto his side. Pitch was swung on and missed. Snap throw back to first. Higgins picked off. And he really hurts his shoulder going back into the bag. He gets back up to his feet. And we'll see if he's okay. The only way we'll know is when Shorebirds take the field in the bottom half of the second, whether or not he's at first base. Right now, I'd be highly skeptical of seeing him again in this game. He's walking off under his own power. He seems to be relatively okay. But that's just our view from up here. So Higgins walks back to the dugout with both athletic trainers Griffin Pyatt and Julio Ibarra. It's an 0-1 count on Moises Ramirez. He swung and missed at the first pitch. The 0-1. Fastball down and away. Counts even at 1. Two outs, top of the second. No score, nobody on. 1-1. Ramirez swings and misses way out in front of a breaking ball. And the count's 1-2. Ramirez playing the field for the first time since being activated off the IL last week. Playing at third base here tonight. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Couldn't lay off. Fernandez K's him up. Four strikeouts in the game for Fernandez through two. And we're on to the bottom of the second. No score after an inning and a half here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bomb in the second from Charleston. It's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the River Dogs. And as expected, Ryan Higgins has departed the game. He is replaced at first base by Moises Ramirez, who moves from third to first. Isaac De Leon takes Higgins' spot in the batting order and will play third base now. So it's De Leon batting sixth and playing third. Ramirez stays in his seventh spot, now playing first base. So the infield defense from left to right, De Leon at third, Placencia at short, Valdez at second, and Ramirez now at first. Dan Fetterman still on the hill, gave up two hits in the first but didn't allow a run. Fires home to Willie Vasquez, and the first pitch misses inside for ball one. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Charleston. Vasquez leads it off, the third baseman for Charleston. Right-handed batter, Fetterman the windup, the pitch. Swung on and fouled back and out of play, 1-1. Vasquez, one homer, 20 driven in. Hitting 192, a 524 OPS. This is first long exposure to life outside the complex. 1-1. Fastball way high, 2-1. Last year he spent the majority of the season down in the FCL. Hit 288 at just 20 years old. Two homers, 31 driven in. But was actually called up to Charleston for their five-game championship series against Down East. The pitch. Vasquez breaks his bat on a soft flare in a shallow right center. Prado comes on, but has to play it on a hop. Base hit for Willie Vasquez. Breaks his bat, gets a base hit. And he leads off the second, aboard at first. Brings up O'Neill Manzueta, right fielder for the River Dogs. Manzueta with one of three triples last night for Charleston. They now have five in the series. Manzueta hitting 238, 780 OPS. The pitch home. He swings and lines one down the right field line. Craig to the corner. Right fielder won't get there. Plays it on a couple of hops around first, heading for second. Manzueta. He's in there standing as Craig hits the cutoff man. It's a double for O'Neill Manzueta. Willie Vasquez goes to third, and there's men at second and third for Charleston to begin the second. Already four hits off of Fetterman by the River Dogs. Brings up Luis Leon. He had a two-run triple in the fifth inning last night. Gave the River Dogs the lead in that game. 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Infield plays back for the Shorebirds, except for the corners. They're in. Outfield straight away. Leon, left-handed batter. Fetterman's pitch. Fastball ripped to second by the dive of Valdez and on into right center field. Two-run score. Craig cuts it off in the gap, fires it in. Leon aboard at first with a single, and it's 2-0 Charleston here in the second. Three straight hits to open up the frame. That ball was scorched. Valdez nearly made a phenomenal diving stop at second. Was hit so hard, couldn't get there in time. Vasquez and Manzueta score easily. Leon, a two-run single. He's got four RBIs in the past two games. Now 14 on the season. Fetterman still in the stretch. Fredville Chavez, the batter. First pitch, he swings and misses at a frisbee slider that had way too much of the plate for strike one. 2-0 River Dogs, bomb of the second. Nobody out. Fetterman, first base, side of the rubber. Middle infield at double play depth. The pitch. Slider poked in the air to center. Prado ranging back, still going back. Catches it in stride in front of the warning track. Retreating to first, Leon. Chavez, the first out here in the second. But still loud contact off of Fetterman. Fetterman, not too many swings and misses so far tonight. That's been the one saving grace for him as of late. When he has been giving up a lot of contact, he still struck out a good number of batters. No strikeouts so far tonight. First pitch now to Edwin Barugan. Is cut on and missed. Fetterman makes me eat my words for strike one. Man at first, one out. Edwin Barugan getting his Charleston debut right now. Playing second base, added to the roster before yesterday's game. Right-handed batter, the 0-1. Slider is off the outside corner, 1-1. Barugan, another speedster for Charleston, 5'7", 158. Played last year down in the Dominican Summer League, hit 299, 44 games. 18 stolen bases, the pitch, cut on and missed. Check that, foul tipped at the plate, came off the catcher Monte Cohn, it's 1-2. Man at first, one out, it's 2-0 Charleston, bottom of the second. River Dogs have scored first in two out of the first three games now. The rain from the beginning of the game has stopped, but the very dark clouds that were out on the horizon are steadily creeping closer as the wind blows in from center, pulling them towards us. 1-2. Barugan takes upstairs, and the count's even at 2. But around the dark clouds, there are pockets of clear sky, which tells me that this cell passes over us and doesn't dump too much rain. We should be okay. 2-2 pitch. Barugan chops it softly down the third baseline. Foul. Count stays even at 2. One out. Man at first. It's 2-0 Charleston. Bomb of the second. Middle infield at double play depth. Third baseman De Leon back of the bag. Leon at first, one of the few River Dogs players who won't run, has an attempted stolen base this season. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit high in the air to deep left field. DeZone going back, looking up at the wall, and it's gone. A two-run homer for Edwin Barugan as he makes his Charleston debut a memorable one. A two-run shot out to left, and Charleston leads it 4-0 here in the second. The entire River Dogs dugout comes out to greet him as he touches home plate. And it seems as if for Fetterman, the big inning today is the second. Four runs home, still just one out. It was the first against Fredericksburg on the 20th, against Columbia on the 8th. It was the second, as it was earlier that week as well. That is now 12 earned runs Fetterman's allowed in the second inning. His first pitch to Shane Sasaki is a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. 4-0 River Dogs, bomb in the second. One out, nobody on for Sasaki, the leadoff man. Singled his first time up, the 0-1. Breaking ball hit high in the air, out of play, right field side. And the count's 0-2. Sasaki is 769 OPS, 305 average. Was caught stealing for just the second time this season back in the first. The pitch. He swings and hits it high in the air to right field, not too deep. Craig back a couple of steps, circles under it, and makes the catch for the second out here in the second. Four runs here in the second happened in a blink of an eye. Single, double, two-run single, fly out, two-run homer. Next thing you know, four runs are home. Now Carson Williams, he grounded out to first his first time up. League leader in multiple categories. Fetterman's pitch, breaking ball in the inner half for strike one. Williams, right-handed batter, picked in the first round last year out of high school. Four homers, 21 driven in, the 0-1. Fastball just a little bit low, 1-1. Leads the league in extra base hits, as well as triples. He has seven triples, hitting 313, 990 OPS, 1-1. Slider sweeps outside, 2-1. And if Williams isn't leading the league in it, he's pretty darn close in any other category. 10 doubles. He's walked 20 times, 12 stolen bases, 408 on base percentage, 582 slugging. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball doesn't break, misses up and in. And the count's 3-1. 4-0 Charleston, bottom of the second. River Dogs jumping out to a large lead. Shorebirds have not been too fond of the second this week. The pitch, Williams swings and fouls it back, and the count's full. Seven runs in the second back on Tuesday. for the River Dogs. They didn't score in the second last night, but four more here tonight. Three and two on Williams. Fetterman the windup. The righty offers up, and Williams fouls it back, stays alive. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The wind starting to die down again as the dark clouds overhead actually now move off to our right. The pitch. Williams swings and gets under it, out of play, third base side. Count remains 3-2. It's actually looking out towards the marsh, out beyond the right field wall. I think it's actually raining out there, but here inside the ballpark, the rain for the moment has stopped, and now actually it's about to pick up again. 3-2. Williams hits it off the thumbs into shallow right. Second baseman Valdez out, makes the catch on the run to retire Williams and end the inning. But Charleston scores four times. Two-run single for Luis Leon. Edwin Barugan, a two-run homer as well. And we're on to the third. It's Charleston 4, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the third, Shorebirds now trailing the River Dogs 4-0. Sam Jelinek with you. Rain is starting to pick up again here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston. Most of the fans have ducked for cover under the covered concourse. Aaronson Placencia leads it off here in the third for the Shorebirds. 8-9-1 due up against Christian Fernandez. Righty's first pitch. Placencia takes a called strike. Outside corner at the knees, 0-1. Fernandez has struck out four through the first two, giving up a hit and a walk. From the first base side is 0-1. Fastball belt high outside corner. It's 0-2. Placencia got his first Shorebirds action last night. Made a good first impression. Went 2-for-4 with a run scored. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball letter high. Placencia can't connect. Down on strikes, and Fernandez already with five strikeouts here through 2 1/3. To reiterate again, Ryan Higgins out of the lineup. Lifted after diving back to first base. Got tagged down. Seemed to tweak his shoulder. Isaac De Leon now in. And the batter, Michel Montecone, hits a two-chopper over to Willie Vasquez at third. Picks it up, throws to first, and there's quickly two away here in the third. Lineup flips the top, and Luis Valdez now. So Higgins out, and that's now the second Shorebirds player to be injured this week. Creed Willems, who had his hand wrapped up today for the bruise on a little bit of his palm after taking a foul ball off of there, said he was swinging off a tee earlier today. Luis Valdez digs in from the left side. He swings at the first pitch and pops it up back over the Shorebirds dugout into the stands. Strike one. So it doesn't seem like Creed will be playing anytime soon, at least here this week, maybe by the end of the week. Two outs, nobody on, top of the third. Shorebirds down 4-0. The 0-1. Valdez shows bunt, draws it back. Pitch misses outside, 1-1. So Higgins now potentially injured as well. And it seems like the Birds will be a couple players short the rest of the week. 1-1. Breaking ball just off the inside corner. Home plate umpire Trey Jester actually flinched. And the count's 2-1. Valdez flagged to left his first time up on the game's first pitch. 2-1. Takes down and in. Fastball goes to the backstop. It's 3-1. Luis had a phenomenal hot streak during the Birds' first two-game road trip this season. Went 12 for 37 over that two-week span. But of late, has cooled back down. 3-1. He swings and fouls it back 3-2. During the homestand, he was just 6 for 45 and toured an 0 for 13 slump as well. Now hitting 226, 611 OPS. 3-2 on him, two outs in the third. Here's the pitch. And Valdez takes down and away, ball four. Fernandez loses him. And the third inning extends for Elio Prado. Prado singled his first time up, lined one into right center. As Valdez at first, a threat to run, he leads the Shorebirds in steals with 16. Prado, right-handed batter, second in the order. Fernandez from the stretch, hands the belt. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses in for ball one. Looks like the rain has stopped again. And the biggest gray cloud that we had hovering over us has passed over towards the marsh out beyond the right field wall. So hopefully this rain's all done. 1-0. Fastball inside, and that hits Prado right in the elbow. Thankfully, he's got an elbow guard on, so won't be any worse for the wear. But he's hit by the pitch, and there's two on with two out now for Michael Desaulne. Desaulne struck out, swinging his first time up. First of now five strikeouts in the game for Fernandez. Wind still blowing in from center, not as hard as it once was, but still could be a factor. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Desaulne, a right-handed batter. Then at first and second, two outs. Top of the third, Birds down, 4-0. The pitch. Desaulne, a big swing and a miss. Comes up empty. Strike one. Fernandez readies up at the belt. Leg kick, here it comes. Fastball spotted up perfectly. Outside corner. It's 0-2, and on the throw back to the mound, Luis Valdez steals third. He had everybody napping. He had the catcher Leon timed up. And when he lobbed the ball back to Fernandez on the bump, he broke for third, and Valdez takes third right under the River Dogs' noses. His 17th stolen base of the season. Heads-up play, Luis Valdez. Even caught me napping. Men at first and third, two outs. 0-2 on Desaulne. Here's the pitch. And Desaulne, a high chopper towards third, coming in to grab it. Vasquez on the edge of the grass, throws to first to retire Desaulne on the 5-3 putout. And Strand to a board here in the third. We go to the bottom of the third. It's still Charleston 4, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Bottom of the third, Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 4-0. A four-run second for Charleston gets the scoring started in this one. Dan Fetterman back to work, has 3-4-5 due up for Charleston. Fetterman has given up 6 hits through the first 2 innings. Season high hits allowed for Fetterman was 7, and he's actually done that 3 times, including his last time out. First pitch to Baker is swung on and skied to shallow right field. Second baseman Valdez out calling for it. Gets under it and makes the catch for the first out here in the third. A 1 pitch out for Dan Fetterman to begin the third. Basically everything off the bat for Charleston so far in this game has been in the air. Fetterman's gotten 1 ground out. He's gotten 5 air outs plus a caught stealing. That's been it. Here's Mason Auer. He swings at the first pitch as well. Pops it up. First base side. And that'll spiral out of play for strike one. 4-0 River Dogs bomb in the third here on a drizzly Thursday night. Temperature is just right. High 70s, low 80s. But with the rain in the forecast, good deal of humidity. 0-1. Auer takes a fastball high for ball one. Right-handed batter. He popped to second his first time up. Our open stance, wiggles the bat a touch, the 1-1. Breaking ball misses up and in, 2 balls and strike. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Fetterman the rock, here's the 2-1. Our checks his swing, fastball in, appeal to first, and no swing, says Steve Craze. Our home plate umpire tonight, Trey Jester. 3-1 on Our. The Rock, here it comes. Takes a big swing and rolls it on the ground to short, but it's straight through the legs of Plasencia and on into shallow left center. Prado backs it up, gets it back in, and that's an E6 on Plasencia. Went to gather and throw and just never had the baseball. Straight through the wickets. And there's a man at first now for Willie Vasquez. Fetterman was looking at 2 quick outs to begin the third. Instead, now a man at first, 1 out, and Vasquez who singled to start the third, or start the second rather, and begin that 4-run inning. Right-handed batter sticks the bat straight up. First pitch takes a fastball high for ball one. Middle infield at double play depth, outfield straight away. Fetterman from the belt, here's the pitch. And Vasquez swings and skies it out to deep right field. Craig backing up, now comes in a few steps, settles in front of the warning track and makes the catch for the second out here in the third. Auer retreats back to first base. Frees up O'Neill Monzueta. Monzueta doubled his first time up down the right field line. Another right-handed batter. Ramirez holds on Auer at first. He is a threat to run. First pitch. Sliders down low for ball one. 4-0 River Dogs bomb in the third. 2 outs a man at first. Auer 12-for-13 in stolen bases this season. Schwarber trying to get on the board here this week. 1-0. Fastball outside corner. 1-1. Charleston has taken the first 2 games of the series, 10-9 on Tuesday and 5-3 last night. Shorebirds have had a rough time against the Southern Division this season, now 5-15 against the South. 1-1. Breaking ball down and away. Monzueta lays off 2-1. And a majority of those 5 wins actually came against Columbia, the worst team in the Carolina League, 3 out of 5. Schwarber split that series with the Fireflies, 3 apiece. Throw over to first, and Auer back in with a dive. Four nothing Charleston, bottom 3. Monzueta, a little bit of Ron Carew in his stance from the right side, actually. The pitch, he swings and hits it high in the air down the right field line. Craig gives it a look, but it's out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Monzueta. He starts pointing the bat straight back, the backstop, just like Rod Carew used to do, like he was handling a little pencil. Monzueta not as pronounced as Carew was, and once the pitch starts coming home, Monzueta angles the bat back up and then strides forward. Carew basically kept it flat the entire way. And at first, two outs, the 2-2. And Montoya, high chopper to third. On the third hop, De Leon has a hit off his glove, picks it up, and has no play. The second error of the inning for the left side of the Schwarbirds infield. De Leon just had it bang off his glove. Easy three hopper. Couldn't put the squeeze on it, and the inning continues. Shorebirds' defense has been far better of late, but they are still the second worst defense in the league behind only Columbia. First pitch now to Luis Leon. It's a change up at the knees for strike one. Shorebirds 11th in the league in fielding percentage at 954. Second in errors made with 68. Two on, two out. The pitch to Leon. Change up misses outside, 1-1. Leon laced a two-run single to right center his first time up, made it 2-0 at the time. It's now 4-0 Charleston, bottom of the third. Two on, two out. Fetterman's 1-1. And Leon hits a high fly ball to shallow left field, down the left field line. De Leon, the third baseman in foul territory, puts the squeeze on it in the Shorebirds bullpen to retire the side here in the third. Fetterman strands the two errors aboard, and we go to the fourth. Charleston 4, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth, Shorebirds still trailing the River Dogs 4-0. Sam Gellinick with you. Game three of the series between Charleston and Delmarva. Shorebirds coming in still at the second worst record in the league at 15-26. Charleston second best at 28-13. Isaac Bologna leads it off in the fourth against Christian Fernandez. He's thrown three scoreless innings to start. Five strikeouts, just one walk. He has walked three, though. Or two, beg your pardon, and hit a man. First pitch to Bologna is cut on and missed for strike one. Bologna struck out swinging his first time up. 0-1. Bologna hits a weak tapper down the first base side, foul, and it's quickly 0-2. Bologna left-handed batter against the righty Fernandez. It's not exactly overpowering stuff from Fernandez. It's been sitting mostly 93-95. 0-2. Change up just a little bit low. And the count's 0-2. Or 1-2, beg your pardon. But consistently, Fernandez has made a lot of Shorebirds batters look foolish. 1-2. Bologna hits it hard on the ground to first on one hop, speared by the first baseman Chavez, and he flips to the pitcher Fernandez covering for the first out here in the fourth. Shorebirds finally get a hard hit ball off of Fernandez, but Chavez down to a knee, able to grab it. Nice one hop pick. Tires Bologna, and that brings up Trenton Craig. Craig, right-handed batter. Fernandez the rock. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball down the middle for strike one. One out, nobody on top of the fourth. Shorebirds trail 4-0. Looking to avoid losing three in a row. 0-1. Craig swings and misses. Can't connect on the fastball up and out of the zone at 93. It's 0-2. Craig went 1-for-4 last night with an RBI single. Now hitting 150 on the season. 0-2. Swings and slices it out of play right field side. Able to stay alive. Counts 0-2. Fernandez wheels and deals the 0-2 again. And Craig spoils another up and out of play right field side. Count remains 0-2. Trenton 6 for his first 41 here with the Shorebirds. His first exposure outside of the complex. 0-2. Fouls back another. Third straight foul ball from Craig. Now in a five-pitch battle with Christian Fernandez. One out, nobody on, top of the fourth. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 4-0. 0-2 again. And Craig takes curveball high. Fernandez was already into his strikeout strut around the mound, puts his hands on his hips, trying to figure out where that pitch missed. Counts 1-2. Wind blows in from center. Here's the pitch. And Craig takes fastball outside again. Fernandez turns his back on the plate, thinking he had strike three. And once more, he has to climb on top of the rubber with a count 2-2 now. Break-even pitch. Craig swings and serves it down the right field line, slicing towards the corner. That'll get out of play. And the count stays 2-2. Two again. Craig takes a called strike three, and he knew it. This time Fernandez can turn his back and walk around the mound as much as he likes. Freezes Craig with a 12-6 hammer, buckles his knees, and there's two outs here in the fourth. Six strikeouts now for Fernandez on the evening. Two out, nobody on for Isaac De Leon, getting his first at bat of the game. Came on to replace Ryan Higgins in the lineup when Higgy left with a shoulder injury. First pitch to De Leon, misses high for ball one. De Leon hitting 170, 601 OPS, right-handed batter, the 1-0. Breaking ball front doors him onto the inside corner, and the count's even at one. 4-0 River Dogs, top of the fourth. 1-1 to De Leon. Takes a fastball that runs in, 2-1. De Leon was hoping to get the night off. He went 0-for-4 last night. Had two hits, two RBIs back on Tuesday. 2-1. Fastball off the inside corner for ball three. Three and one on De Leon. Two out, nobody on. Fernandez's pitch. And De Leon drills one in the air. Deep right center field. Right center fielder Baker on the run. Looks up, and it one hops off the wall. De Leon around first, and he's into second with a two-out double. Just the third extra base hit of the week for the Shorebirds. Fourth double of the season for De Leon, as his average continues to creep closer to 200, a place that he hasn't been all season long. So a man in scoring position for Moises Ramirez. Moises had an RBI single back on Tuesday, part of that frenetic comeback attempt by the Shorebirds. They trailed 10-2, scored four in the eighth and three in the ninth. First pitch. Moises swings and hits a roller out towards short, cut off by the third baseman Vasquez, gloves and throws on the run to retire Ramirez for the final out here in the fourth. Shorebirds strand the two-out double by De Leon out at second, and we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Charleston 4, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22-game mini-plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bomb of the fourth here from Charleston, and we were about to get going, but the trainer and pitching coach have come out to check on Daniel Fetterman, as he's kind of feeling out his right leg a little, and they'll depart pretty quickly as evidently he tweaked his leg as he hit his landing spot. It's 4-0 short, or 4-0 River Dogs, as we go to the bottom of the fourth here. Fetterman coming out for his fourth inning of work again. It's just the one big inning that's done him in here so far in this game. The four-run second inning for Charleston. Fetterman has had to deal with a lot of contact, though. He hasn't picked up a strikeout, hasn't walked anybody either, though. Right now, he's given up 6 hits, one shy of tying his season high. But Fetterman, all good to go on the mound. Evidently, just a little tweak there on his way down the hill. Franville Chavez leads it off for Charleston here in the home half of the fourth. 8-9-1 duo. Chavez flying out to center his first time up. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. He swings and gulps it high in the air to shallow left. Third baseman and shortstop both out into the third baseman, De Leon, to make the call on the catch in shallow left for the first out here in the fourth. And again, continues the trend for Fetterman in this game. He's only gotten one ground down. Everything else has been in the air. No strikeouts yet in the game either. Brings up Edwin Barragan. Barragan hit a two-run homer out to left in his first Charleston at-bat. Right-handed batter, the first pitch home. Slider on the outside corner for strike one. Oh-1 to the plate. Barragan ropes it on the ground to short. Nice glove play by Plasencia. Picks it up, throws to first, and retires Barragan, and there's quickly two away here in the bottom of the fourth. Lineup flips the top now, and Shane Suzuki, the leadoff man. Suzuki 1-for-2. He is singled, been caught stealing, and flying out to right. 2 outs, nobody on, bottom of the fourth. It's 4-0 Charleston. The first pitch, fastball down the middle for strike one. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Wouldn't be surprised if Suzuki thinks about dropping down a bunt with De Leon back of the bag at third. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Slider down and away, no bunt from Suzuki there, obviously. And now two strikes, won't be trying either. Fetterman looking for his first 1-2-3 inning in back-to-back scoreless frames. The 0-2. Swung on and rolled softly foul down the third baseline. And the count stays at 0-2. Four runs, 6 hits, no errors for Charleston. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for the Shorebirds. Game 3 of the series, Charleston's taken the first two. 0-2 again. Suzuki swings and misses, chases 92 up the ladder. Fetterman strikes him out, his first strikeout of the game. And that's a 1-2-3 fourth for Fetterman. We go to the fifth. It's Charleston 4, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
the Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth here from Charleston. It's the River Dogs 4 and the Shorebirds nothing. Sam Jelinek with you, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen to tell you about. Taking over the mound is Geraldo Catalina, replacing Christian Fernandez, who goes four innings in his start, just a shade over 60 pitches at 62. Doesn't allow a run, two hits, two walks, six strikeouts. Does not qualify for the win tonight in his first start of the season. Hands the ball to Catalina here in the fifth with 8-9-1 due up. Aaronson Placencia leads it off. Catalina making his 13th appearance, no record, a 4.91 ERA. 6'6", 200 pounds, works from the stretch with nobody on. His first pitch home, it's a fastball way outside for ball one. Placencia struck out swinging his first time up against Fernandez. Right-handed batter, Catalina's pitch. Fastball way outside again for ball two. Catalina in 14 and two-thirds innings has walked 16, but also struck out 16. 10 hits, 13 runs, 8 earned. Opponents hitting just 179 against him. 21 years old out of the Dominican Republic. 2-0. Placencia lays off. Heater misses outside for ball three, and Catalina's control spotty to begin his night. .302 Placencia. Fastball down the middle at 96. Catalina rears back and gets a little something extra as he finds the strike zone for the first time. It's 3-1. Placencia went 2-for-4 last night in a Shorebirds debut. The pitch. Fastball up and in. Ball four, and Catalina walks Placencia to kick off the fifth. Shorebirds trailing 4-0 here at the start of the fifth. Just trying to find a way to chip away at this deficit. Tried that last night. Trailed 5-1, made it a 5-3 game in the eighth, brought the tying run to the plate in the ninth. On Tuesday, they had to mount a furious comeback late, 4 in the eighth, 3 in the ninth, and came up a run short. Michael Montecone, the batter, takes a first pitch slider up high for ball one. 4-0, Charleston top five. River Dogs have taken the first two games of the series. Shorebirds trying to avoid dropping the first three. Get themselves back into the series. The 1-0. Fastball way outside for ball two. And now in comes the third baseman, Willie Vasquez, to actually talk with Catalina. Trying to get him in the right mental headspace here. He's come on and missed with now six of his first seven. The rain has stopped here in Charleston. It has basically since the third inning or so. Still dark clouds overhead, but they're all moving the opposite direction from us. Wind blowing in from center. 2-0 count on Montecone, the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner, bell tie for strike one. Montecone getting his first start of the week. Last played on the 21st, 5 days ago. Went 2-for-4 against Fredericksburg. 2-1. Fastball way inside, nearly hits him. Counts 3-1. In sparing playing time, Montecone has actually made the most of it, as he now has a 5-game hitting streak. It stretches over a full month. Final game being the 21st against Fredericksburg. The first game was at the end of April. 3-1 pitch. Montecone takes inside ball four. Back-to-back walks for Catalina. to open up the fifth, and the Shorebirds have two on and nobody out at the top of the order. It's now four walks issued by Charleston pitching here on the night, and the River Dogs bullpen springs to action. A couple guys get up on their feet, start loosening. Leadoff man Luis Valdez comes in. Switch hitter will bat from the left side against the righty Catalina. Placencia at second, Monte Cohn at first. Catalina from the belt looks back to second the pitch, and Valdez takes high for ball one. Out to the mound now goes the catcher Luis Leon, and pitcher coach R.C. Lichtenstein right behind him. Very fast-paced walker coming out of Charleston dugout. He made a beeline after that first pitch missed. Surprised didn't turn it into a jog, but he's going strong heel-toe all the way out there. Must be counting his steps. So two on, nobody out for Valdez, a 1-0 count. Shorebirds, despite playing better here in the month of May, they have a 9-12 record, which, although it doesn't sound great, still better than the 6-10 start that they got off to in the month of April. And during the month of May, you'd think that, oh, the offense must be carrying the load. Actually, it's the pitching staff. Pitching staff has an ERA just below 4.2, which is fifth best in the league. Well, the offense has actually the second worst OPS in the league during the month. But all the close wins for the Shorebirds have basically added up. Remember, against Fredericksburg, they didn't get a win of more than two runs until Sunday when they won 11-4, their biggest win of the season. Ready to go back on the field, 1-0 count on Valdez, the pitch. Way inside, goes straight to the backstop, and both runners advance on the wild pitch. And Catalina has no clue where the baseball's going anymore. Catalina was originally signed by the Mets back in 2018 out of the Dominican Republic and came to Tampa Bay in a 2019 trade. Wilmer Font went from the Rays to the Mets. 2-0 on Valdez. Here's the pitch. Spiked in, goes to the backstop by Leon. Coming in to score, Placencia on the wild pitch. A run scores. It's 4-1. Over to third goes Monte Cohn. Back-to-back wild pitches. Bernardo Catalina forces in a run as he's still just thrown one strike here in the inning. Catalina, 13 pitches. 12 of them have been out of the zone. 3-0 to Valdez. Fastball down low, ball four. That was the closest one of the at-bat, and it was still below the zone. Valdez walks. Three straight walks to begin the fifth. And there's men at the corners and nobody out. And the Charleston bullpen can't get hot soon enough. It's a 4-1 game, top of the fifth, and the Shorebirds have the tying run at the plate now in Elio Prado. Valdez at first is a threat to run. He's stolen 16 on the season, been caught three times. In an infield at double play depth. First pitch, Valdez runs. Breaking ball misses outside. The throw to second goes into center. Valdez gets up off his belly, races to third. The ball gets by the center fielder, Baker. Valdez races around third and comes in to score. Monte Cohn scored from third when the ball went into center. Valdez races all the way in from first. And without the benefit of a base hit to start the fifth, the Shorebirds have scored three runs. It's a 4-3 game. The throw was towards the right field side of the bag. It got by the second baseman, Barugan. Baker came into field, and it went right by him. Valdez, no shot to throw him out coming home. It's a 4-3 game. Base is empty. 1-0 count on Prado, the pitch. Fastball called strike at the belt, 1-1. Not exactly how you draw it up, but it works all the same. Three straight walks, two wild pitches, a stolen base, and an error produced three runs. The 1-1 to Prado misses up and in for ball two. Prado 1-for-1 in the game, has singled and been hit by a pitch. Base is empty, nobody out. Here it comes. And Prado takes inside for ball two at 95. Charleston is the best defensive team in the league, but That was their second error. Two errors on one play there. 3-1. Grotto sees a fastball outside corner, 3-2. Two errors on one play. Something you don't typically see from a River Dogs team that is as fundamentally sound as they come. Nobody out, top five. It's 4-3 now, Charleston. Payoff pitch. Prado swings and chops it foul down the third base side. Count remains 3-2. Charleston scored four times in the second, and they did that on the strength of four hits. The Shorebirds have scored three times to open the fifth, and they haven't even put a ball in play. Three walks, two wild pitches, and a stolen base. 3-2 again. And Prado hits a worm burner right to the second baseman, Barugan. He gobbles it up, throws to first to retire Prado, and that's the first out here in the fifth. So one out, nobody on. That brings up Michael Desone. 4-3 Charleston, top of the fifth. Desone, right-handed batter against the righty Catalina, the pitch. Front door breaking, ball finds the inside corner for strike one, and all of a sudden Catalina has found his release point again. 0-1. Desone swings, and it's a high chopper to third. On the bounce, Vasquez grabs it, fires across the diamonds, retires Desone, and there's two outs here in the fifth. So after the three walks to open the inning, Catalina has miraculously settled back in. Retired two in a row. And that brings up Isaac Pelloni, left-handed batter. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the fifth, Shorebirds down by just a run now. 4-3. First pitch. Pelloni takes a fastball off the inside corner for ball one. Pelloni 0-2 here tonight, following up an 0-4 performance last night. Or 0-3, beg your pardon. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Can't connect on the slider, 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Pelloni swings and misses again, breaking ball in the dirt. And the count's 1-2. Isaac sitting fastball there, couldn't wait back for the breaker. 2 outs, nobody on. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Third straight slider. Can't connect. Catalina strikes him out. And finally ends the fifth. The Shorebirds score three times without a hit. Three walks, couple wild pitches, and a stolen base. Lead to three runs. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway home. It's Charleston 4, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the fifth, halfway home. Suddenly a brand new ball game. Shorebirds have cut to a one-run deficit. It's the River Dogs 4 and the Shorebirds 3. Delmarva and Charleston, game 3 of the series. Dan Fetterman back to work here for the bottom of the fifth. Carson Williams leads it off 2-3-4 for the River Dogs. Fetterman the windup and the pitch. Slider roped foul into the Shorebirds dugout third base side. Nearly drilled. Looked like that's Preston Price and Shane Davis on the top step of the dugout. So they went flying out of the way. Thankfully, somehow squeezed in between them. 0-1 on Williams, who's 0-2. The pitch. Breaking ball at the knees, and it's 0-2. Williams has surprisingly stuttered over the past two games now. He was 0-4 last night with four strikeouts, 0-2 here tonight. Right-handed batter, 0-2. Swings and hits it hard on the ground to short. On the backhand, Placencia grabs it, sets his feet, fires to first in time to retire Williams. A scorched grounder, Placencia in the hole makes the play, and there's one out here to begin the bottom of the fifth. Brings up Drew Baker, the center fielder. Third man in the order, 1-2 with a double. And has been the case the past couple of starts for Fetterman. It's just the one inning tonight that has really done him in. The second inning, he gave up four runs. First pitch to Baker. Breaking ball down the middle for strike one. And since, Fetterman's been very good. He hasn't walked anybody. He struck out just one, but a lot of weak contact. 0-1. Baker takes a changeup down and in, 1-1. As with that four up on the board in the second, it's surrounded by zeros. Fetterman could go back and take a few pitches and change them. He would. 1-1. Baker swings and pops it out of play. Right field side, it's 1-2. But he can't. I think the pitch that he regrets the most is the one to Barrow Gunn, the 9-hole hitter who had a 2-run homer off of him. But a really good job by Fed to settle back into this game and now work deep. 1-2. Baker swings and misses. Slider down and away. Fetterman dices him up. His second strikeout of the game. And there's two outs here in the fifth. Fetterman's now retired 6 in a row. Brings up the cleanup man, Mason Auer. He's 0-2, reached on an error. Fetterman has a chance to potentially go 6 here in this one. Right now, he's just at 65 pitches. He's gone as many as 87 here this season. First pitch to Auer. Front door breaking ball misses the edge for ball one. Two outs, nobody on. It's Charleston 4, Delmarva 3, bottom of the fifth. Wind up, here it comes. And Auer takes a floating slider down the middle, 1-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The wind still blowing in from center just lightly now, though. The pitch. Auer swings and shoots it out of play. Right field side, it's 1-2. Shorebirds changing up their jersey for the third straight day. Went black on Tuesday. Last night went gray, back to the black today. Charleston in their boiled peanuts uniforms, alternate identity here on Thursday night. 1-2 on Mason Auer. Fetterman rocks and deals. The fastball is high. 2-2. Just entering twilight here on the East Coast, just past 8 o'clock hour. Lights are on, but not completely dark out yet. Still clouds overhead portending rain. The pitch swung on and fouled off the catcher, Monte Cohn. Back and over the net. And the count's even at 2. A nice one-handed grab by the peanut vendor. It had to be him tonight, didn't it? It's boiled peanuts night. Of course he makes the play. It's just like when it's bobblehead night for a certain player. They have to homer. The peanut man gets it done on boiled peanuts night. Tradition unlike any other. 2-2. Misses inside and the count's full. He's walking around with two wicker baskets of peanuts, delivering the goods to the people and saving them from dangers of foul balls. What a guy. 3-2. Auer swings and pops it up. Down the third baseline. Third baseman De Leon into foul territory on the warning track next to the coach's box. He puts it away to retire Auer, and it's a 1-2-3 frame for Dan Fetterman, who's now retired 7 in a row. We go to the sixth. It's a one-run game. It's Charleston 4, Shorebirds 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where
show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the sixth, the Shorebirds trail the River Dogs 4-3. Sam Jelinek with you here on Thursday night from Charleston, South Carolina. Game three of the six-game set. Game three of a 12-game road trip for the Shorebirds. They put their mettle to the test here against the top two teams, not just in the Carolina League, but two out of the top five teams in the minors. Trenton Craig leads it off in the sixth. 5-6-7 due up against a new arm on the mound. It's Jack Snyder. His first pitch fastball cut in and missed by Craig for strike one. TechNet called the bullpen. Jack Snyder replaces Geraldo Catalina. Catalina gives up three runs, one earned, and one inning of work. The 0-1, Craig swings and misses at a slider. It's 0-2. Catalina doesn't allow a hit. Three walks, one strikeout. And now Snyder for the sixth. Right-handed pitcher, 6-2, 205. From the stretch with nobody on is 0-2 to Craig. Slider misses outside, 1-2. Craig 0 for 2 tonight. He struck out twice. Now 1 for 9 in the series. Right-handed batter. Snyder from the belt. Here it comes. And a fastball way inside. Craig has the jackknife out of the way. And the count's 2-2. Snyder has been money out of the bullpen for Charleston. 2-0 with a 0.61 ERA. This is his ninth appearance. 2-2 pitch. Craig hits it off the thumbs, just foul down the right field line. And the count stays even at 2. 14 and two-thirds innings, Snyder has struck out 18, walked 6. Giving up 12 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. 2 for 2 and save opportunities as well. 2-2 again. Fastball, stroke foul, out of play, right field side. And we stay at 2-2. Shorebirds trailing by a run, scored three times in the fifth without a hit. Three walks, two wild pitches, a stolen base. 2-2 again. And Craig takes up and in for ball three. Shorebirds have way more walks tonight than they do hits. Five walks, just two hits. Last hit came back in the fourth, Isaac De Leon with a double. 3-2 to Craig. Swung on and fouled straight into the netting over the Charleston dugout first base side. And we stay at 3-2. 5-6-7 here for the Birds to kick off the sixth. Craig, De Leon, and Ramirez against Jack Snyder now on the mound. Wind still fluttering in from center. 3-2 again. And Craig reaches forward and pokes it off play right field side. Really good battle here for Trenton Craig against Jack Snyder. Now eight pitches in the at-bat. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, by the way, so Fetterman at 72 pitches will come back out for the bottom of the sixth. 3-2. Inside, ball four. What an at-bat for Trenton Craig. Here to kick off the sixth, a nine-pitch battle. He wins it, works the walk, and begins the sixth at first. Isaac De Leon comes to the plate. De Leon came on as a defensive substitution after the second. First pitch to him. Fastball is high for ball one. Ryan Higgins diving back to first base was picked off, but ended up tweaking his shoulder, his left shoulder. had to be pulled from the game. De Leon came in for him and doubled in his first at-bat. 1-0. De Leon takes a fastball high, checks his swing, no appeal. It's 2-0, and now Snyder, after seeing Catalina miss and walk the first three that he faced in the fifth, has walked Craig to begin the sixth. Now 2-0 on De Leon. 4-3 River Dogs, top of the sixth. Runner at first, nobody out. The pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner, 2-1. I was reading an interesting article today by Eno Saris with The Athletic, how basically breaking ball, specifically slider percentages, are at an all-time high in the majors. 2-1. De Leon swings and stings it into right center field. That's down for a base hit. Cut off by the center fielder Baker. Craig trundles up to second, and De Leon is 2-for-2 off the bench. Two on and nobody out for Moises Ramirez. And with breaking ball percentages up, especially the slider, not just at the major league level, but at the minor league level as well, there is no such thing anymore as a fastball count. Fastballs are being thrown at a record low rate of just 57%, and that's counting 3-0 pitches. First pitch to Ramirez, big swing and a miss for strike one. So De Leon was sitting fastball in that 2-0, got the slider. That's becoming more the norm. Two on, nobody out, top six. Shorebirds down 4-3 to the River Dogs. Ramirez at the plate is 0-2, right-handed batter. Snyder's pitch. Moises swings and taps it foul at the plate off the catcher, Leon. That got him pretty flush. Down in pain for a second, but he'll be okay. And the count's 0-2. Moises had a 3-RBI game back on Saturday night, his first start since coming back off the IL, but since then has struggled. Hitless back on Tuesday, hitless here tonight. Craig at second, De Leon at first, nobody out, the 0-2, and Ramirez takes a fastball high, 1-2. Just a shade above the letters. Middle infield at double play, depth outfield straight away, corners back. Snyder to the belt. Deep breath. The 1-2. And Ramirez swings and misses. Was on time for the fastball, but couldn't connect. Gets it by him on the inside corner. And there's one out here in the sixth. Big first out for Snyder. Brings up Aaronson Placencia. Placencia 0-2. He walked to lead off the fifth, came around to score. Another right-handed batter, eighth man in the order. Men at first and second, one out. Shorebirds down by a run, the pitch. Slider inside corner for strike one. It's been just fastball slider here for Snyder. Undrafted free agent out of Western Carolina. Pitched in the Frontier League last year. 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. Placencia checks his swing, appeal out to second and no swing, says Steve Craze. Went 2-1 with a 2.14 ERA for the Schaumburg Boomers outside Chicago. Rays picked him up. Rays very active in the Indy League circuit as far as acquiring players. 1-1. Placencia swings and misses. Fastball running away from him. And the count's 1-2. Shorebirds put the first two on to begin the inning. Craig walked. De Leon singled. Ramirez struck out. And now Placencia in the hole, 1-2. 4-3 Charleston in the sixth. The 1-2. Placencia swings and misses late on the fastball. Cuts through it. And that's back-to-back strikeouts now for Snyder. So it'll be up to Michel Montecone to make good on the situation. A base hit maybe ties the game. 4-3. Shorebirds trail top of the sixth. Snyder's first pitch. Montecone takes up and away for ball one. Montecone has a five-game hit streak running. He's 8 for his last 23. Walked and scored his last time up. He's 0-1 tonight. Right-handed batter, close stance. Here's the pitch. And Montecone hits it straight up the elevator shaft. Now slicing down the first baseline. First baseman Chavez comes in foul territory. Makes the catch for a Tyler Montecone. And the Birds strand two aboard here in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Charleston 4, Delmarva 3. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds still trailing the River Dogs 4-3. They just let a golden opportunity slip through their fingers at the first two on to begin the sixth and stranded them there. So Dan Fetterman back to work with his team down by a run. We've only seen scoring action in two half innings in this game. Four in the second for Charleston, three in the fifth for Delmarva. Fetterman's retired seven in a row. He has 5, 6, and 7 due up for Charleston here in the 6th. Fetterman, by completing 5, has now gone a career long and will now try to stretch that out to 6. Vasquez right-handed batter. The first pitch of the frame is a fastball in the outside corner for strike 1. Vasquez 1 for 2. He singled and scored back in the 2nd. 0-1. Front door slider finds it locked. Counts even at 1. Fetterman from the first base side of the pitch. Again, the slider misses up and in, and the count's 2-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. 2-1 pitch. And Vasquez off the hands, pops it out to shallow center. Shortstop Placencia out and reaches in front of the second baseman Valdez to make the grab. Placencia was trying to avoid contact with Valdez. The two bicker about it a little. And they'll figure it out. Placencia new to the team. First start was last night, still getting used to playing with Valdez at second. He was able to hang on to it. It was looking like a wide receiver tiptoeing down the sidelines to make the catch. Here's O'Neill Monzueta. First pitch from Fetterman. Change up down and in. Monzueta tries to check his swing, but he went around on change up down and in for strike 1. Shorebirds get some action up in their bullpen now. Daniel Lloyd starting to warm. 0-1 pitch. Monzueta, a weak grounder towards short. Placencia comes in, gloves at his toes, throws on the run to retire Monzueta, and there's quickly two away here in the sixth. Fetterman now just approaching 80 pitches. Like we said, his season high was 87. That was his last time out. Now an out away from completing 6 strong innings. And since the 2nd, he's now retired 9 in a row. Brings up Luis León. He popped out to 3rd his last time up. 2 outs, nobody on. It's 4-3 Charleston in the 6th. The pitch. León swings and rolls over a grounder to 1st. Ramirez off the line grabs it. And the first baseman takes it to the bag himself to retire León. And Dan Fetterman has completed 6 here tonight. He's retired his last 10 in a row. And if that's it for him tonight, a tip of the cap to Mr. Fetterman by finishing strong. We go to the 7th. Shorebirds trail 4-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
You might be buzzed when you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
You see a buzz warning sign. Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real life?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Getting late from Charleston, we go the top of 7. It's the Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 4-3. Jack Snyder stays on for the 7th. He put the first two on in the 6th, but straightened them aboard and kept the River Dogs in front. Charleston angling for their third straight win here this week, trying to keep pace with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who have won 10 in a row at the top of both the Carolina League Southern Division and the top of minor league baseball, with the best winning percentage in the entire minors. Shorebirds is trying to tread water, currently 11 games under 500. Trying to get out of the cellar for the first time. Right now, 2.5 back at Down East, who is in fifth. First pitch for Luis Valdez in the 7th. He floats it out to center, chasing Drew Baker back a couple of steps. Puts it away for the first out here to begin the frame. Valdez retired. Luis falls to 0-2. Stolen two bases and walked twice. Brings up Elio Prado. He's 1-for-2, singled in the first, hit by a pitch in the third, and grounded out to second in the 5th. Right-handed batter, the first pitch from Snyder. It's a fastball outside for ball one. Snyder from the belt, ready, fires home, and Prado takes up high for ball two. Daniel Lloyd continuing to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Looks like he'll finally make his anticipated Charleston debut tonight, the 2-0. Prado swings and misses, 2-1. Talk about it once he's on the mound, but Lloyd, very local to the area. He's had a large following here over the past couple of days. 2-1 to Prado. He swings and hits a soft liner into right field for a base hit, goes the other way. Lanzueta comes in to play it, gets it back in, and Elio Prado with a multi-hit game. He's 2-for-3. The tying run now aboard at first for Michael Desson. Desson 0-for-3. Third man in the order for the Shorebirds. Desson was 0-for-3 last night as well. That was his return to action after missing a week with a rolled ankle. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Lay on the fastball up for strike one. On deck, the cleanup man, Isaac Baloney. Wind has died down, still just barely blowing in from center. 0-1. Desson waits on the fastball again, sprays it out of play, right field side, onto Shoeless Joe's Hill, which is a tarp-covered hill here in Charleston, named for, obviously, Shoeless Joe Jackson, whose name was circulating the news today, albeit for sad reasons. 0-2. Desson hits a soft grounder to first on the backhand. Chavez Fields throws to second, one relay to first in time. A 3-6-1 double play with the pitcher Snyder covering. And the Shorebirds are retired, having faced the minimum in the 7th. They go to the bottom of the 7th. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds down to the River Dogs 4-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Hope you had a good stretch. We go bottom of the seventh. It's the Charleston Riverdogs 4 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 3. Sam Jelinek with you here on Thursday night from Charleston. A pretty packed house for Thursday here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. And we've got a tech net called the bullpen to tell you about. Now on the mound for the Shorebirds as Daniel Lloyd takes over for Daniel Fetterman, who, while the final line won't look perfect, he was very good tonight. Six innings, four runs, six hits, no walks, two strikeouts. All the damage coming in that four-run second, as after that, he didn't allow another base runner of his own accord. And before Lloyd can even throw a pitch out of the bullpen, he gets tagged with a pitch clock violation. So it's a 1-0 count on Fredville Chavez to lead off the bottom of the seventh. Fetterman retired the final 10 that he faced here tonight. Really good job after that abysmal second. The 1-0 pitch is down the dirt, and Lloyd finds himself in a 2-0 hole to Chavez. Chavez, eighth man in the order, he's 0-2, is flying out to center and popped to third. The pitch, he swings and hits it in the air to left field down the line. Left fielder DeSone tracing back towards the corner, makes the catch, and there's one away here in the seventh. Lloyd having a homecoming here tonight from Somerville, South Carolina, which is a town adjacent to Charleston. Lloyd's mom actually works in the Department of Public Works, heading up that office in the city of Charleston. So Lloyd actually said he's played at the Joe a number of times, and he's got a full suite of family and friends here at the ballpark to see him pitch. First pitch to Edwin Barragan is a strike at the knees for strike one. So while Lloyd had teammates when he was playing at Columbia against the Fireflies, here it's friends and family who have been waiting all week long to see him pitch. 0-1. Barragan takes outside 1-1. Lloyd was hot for last night's game but didn't get in. And he was supposed to be hot Tuesday as well. And they've been at each and every game, hoping to finally get to see the hometown kid on the mound. 1-1. Barragan takes a slider down and away, checks his swing, appeal to first, and no swing, says Steve Craze. Barragan hit a two-run homer back in the second. It right now is the difference in the game. He's 1-2. Right-handed batter. Ninth man in the order. Top of the lineup on deck. 2-1. Barragan takes a fastball inside as he holds a matrix pose, trying to bend back out of the way. Counts 3-1. Lloyd making his 11th appearance out of the pen. No record. A 2.57 ERA. 21 innings, has struck out 23, walked 6. Allowed 16 hits. 3-1, fastball called strike inside black. And the count's full. Lloyd 6'3", 232 pounds, 21 years old. Full count on Barragan, one out, nobody on, bottom 7. Birds down by a run. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled back, and the count stays full. Lloyd last pitched on the 18th against Fredericksburg, so it's been over a week for him. He went three innings that night, earning the save. Didn't walk anybody, struck out three, allowed a run on three hits. 3-2 on Barragan. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, and that hit Barugan on the hand. Lloyd would have lost him on ball four anyways. But Barugan gets the bruise to go with it. And there's a man at first with one out now for the top of the order in Shane Suzuki. Suzuki 1-for-3. Single back in the first, but was caught stealing his flight out to right and struck out since. First pitch to him. Slurve down and away for ball one. Snap throw to first, and Barugan back in standing. Lloyd, four pitch mix, fastball, slurve, cutter, and splitter. Calls the cutter probably his favorite pitch. Suzuki's lightly open stands the pitch. Fastball runs in, it's 2-0. Get you a Birdland update for the first time here tonight. The Orioles have tonight off. They begin a three-game set in Boston tomorrow at Fenway. Bowie continues to slide, although their losing streak over, they've started a new one, and it's going to extend here tonight to 3. 2-0. Suzuki swings and fouls it back and out of play, 2-1 on the cutter. 15-1, Erie over Bowie right now in the top of the 7th. There's nothing going the BayHawks' way. Gunnar Henderson has a double, so they've got that going for them. 2-1. Suzuki checks his swing, fastball in. Shorebirds want an appeal. They finally ask for it, and no swing, says Steve Craves. Aberdeen right now being shut out by Wilmington 2-0. Carlos Tavera with 4 2/3 innings of solid pitching. Ironbirds threatening, though. 2-on, 2-out, bottom 6. Here's the pitch. Suzuki swings and skies it out to right center field. Center fielder and right fielder converge, and it's the right fielder, Craig, to make the call on the catch for the second out here in the 7th. Barugan stays put at first. Brings up Carson Williams. Williams 0-for-3. Sprouted out twice and popped to second. Tides already played a doubleheader today. They split with Gwinnett, or actually got swept by Gwinnett, beg your pardon, losing 4-1 and 3-2. First pitch, Williams takes a slurve a little high for ball one. And the big news coming out of those games is that both Zach Lowther and Mike Bauman, as well as Kevin Smith, were used across the doubleheader, which leaves really only one option that's on the 40-man roster, 1-0. Williams, a soft liner into right. That drops in for a base. And a one hop. Craig has it. Trying for third. Here comes Barugan. The throw gets by the third baseman, De Leon, backed up by Lloyd. Into second goes Williams as he advances on the throw. And there's men at second and third with two out for Charleston. Carson Williams, 0-for-7 skid now done. Two in scoring position and two outs now for Drew Baker. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach Joe Hamacher. Check in on Lloyd here. To wrap up the thought on Norfolk and what the pitchers they used today means as far as the Orioles needing a starter for Saturday is that the only option left on the 40-man is actually Denji Reyes, who could get called back up to the big leagues and make his first major league start, which would be very exciting for all of us here at the Shorebirds who saw him pitch with Delmarva earlier this season. The meeting on the mound now adjourned by the home plate umpire Trey Jester. Big chance for Charleston to add some insurance runs. Delmarva got it back to a one-run game with 3 in the 5th. We've stayed at that 4-3 score now here until the bottom of the 7th. Men at 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs for Drew Baker. Baker, 3-hole hitter, 1-for-3 with a double tonight. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Lloyd's first pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball one. Baker was the Carolina League Player of the Month for April, and he's angling for it again here in May. Has his average up to 369, OPS over 1,000, 1-0. Fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Then it's second and third, 2 outs for Charleston, bottom of the seventh, Shorebirds trail. Game 3 of the series, Shorebirds have lost the first two. 1-1 pitch. Slurve down and away. Baker lays off. It's 2-1. Baker's driven in 22 on the season. Has two waiting in the wings. 2 outs. Bottom seven. 1-run game. The pitch. Slurve called. Strike two. Or actually, that was the cutter at 87, top of the zone. And the count's 2-2. Charleston River Dogs 4, Delmarva Shorebirds 3. Bottom of the 7th, 2 in scoring position, 2 outs. Lloyd comes set on the mound, here's his pitch, and Baker fouls it back and out of play. We stay at 2-2. Lloyd to the ready. His 2-2 again. And Baker takes. Fastball just up and away. And the count's full, 3-2. Lloyd does have an open base to use if he wants it. But on deck, the cleanup man, Mason Auer. Barugan at third. Williams at second. Full count on Drew Baker, the cleanup, or the three-hole hitter for the River Dogs. Lloyd, the hometown kid, comes set. Here's his payoff pitch, and Baker fouls it back. We stay at 3-2. Lloyd from the first base side of the rubber gets his sign. Hands together just above the belt. 3-2 again. And Baker swings and hits a flare into shallow right field. Craig racing on. He dives and makes the catch. Trendon Craig goes full extension and saves two runs with a diving play racing in to end the seventh and leave two aboard. We go to the eighth. It's Charleston 4, Delmarva 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Delaney, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jalanick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the eighth, it's still a one-run game thanks to the stupendous diving play by Trendon Craig taking a two-run single away from Drew Baker to end the bottom of the seventh. We go to the eighth. It's still Charleston 4, Delmarva 3. Charleston with 4 in the second, Shorebirds with 3 in the fifth. Trying to find one here late to tie it up. Jack Snyder back to work. His first pitch to Isaac Baloney misses outside to kick off the eighth. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Birds against Snyder, who's thrown 2 scoreless innings out of the pen. Righty comes set on the hill in the stretch with nobody on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Baloney late on the fastball. And it's 1-1. Baloney just hasn't seemed on time all too often this entire series. Charleston has really diced him up. 1-1. Swung on and hit weakly on the ground to second. Second baseman Barragan comes in, gloves, and throws to first to retire Baloney, who falls to 0-4 tonight. So one out, nobody on, and that brings up the hero of the seventh, Trendon Craig. The old unwritten baseball rule, if you make a good defensive play in the field to end an inning, you come up to bat during the next half inning. And by golly, you're destined to get a hit as well. First pitch to Craig. Slider misses high for ball one. Trendon 0-2. He worked a 10-pitch walk to lead off the sixth off of Snyder, as this is now Snyder's second time through the order. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Fastball is high, 2-0. Wind still blowing in from center. The Shorebirds haven't homered all week long. This park has played pretty large. Solo homer could tie it. 2-0. Craig takes, fastball at the knees, 2-1. Charleston, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. Delmarva, 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. Here's the 2-1. Craig chops it foul at the plate, off the catcher, and the count's even at 2. One run game, top of the eighth. One out, nobody on. The 2-2. Craig tries to check his swing, but the ball hit the knob of his bat and fouled it back. Would have been up and in for ball three. At the very least, Craig able to stay alive. At least he didn't accidentally knob it fair. So still 2-2. Here's the pitch. And Craig swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone. Snyder throws it by him at 94. His third strike and out of the pen, and there's 2 outs here in the eighth. Brings up Isaac De Leon. He's 2-for-2 off the bench. He replaced Ryan Higgins after he injured his shoulder back in the second. He's doubled and singled. Right on right matchup, the pitch. High slider. Misses up in the zone for ball one. Seems as if all the close game and one run magic the Shorebirds had last week against Fredericksburg has evaporated. 1-0. De Leon takes a fastball up and in for ball two. And part of that might just be Charleston, a more fundamentally sound team than Fredericksburg. Fewer opportunities to weasel your way back into a game or wedge your way ahead. 2-0. De Leon, a big swing and a miss, trying to tie this game. Comes up empty. 2-1. River Dogs just don't give you a whole lot of daylight to come back or hold on to a one-run lead. It's hard. 2-1. De Leon takes. Front door slider. It's 2-2. Snyder looking to complete 3 scoreless innings out of the pen. 2 outs, top of the 8th. 4-3 Charleston over Delmarva. Nobody on. The 2-2 coming home to De Leon. He swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone. And Jack Snyder strikes out 2 in a row to end the 8th. We go to the bottom of the 8th. It's still the Charleston River Dogs 4 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoops. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, Shorebird still trailing the River Dogs 4-3. Daniel Boyd will try to keep it just a one-run game, and we've got another defensive change to tell you about. And while Bert Romero is into the game, he takes the spot of Elio Prado, who comes out. Luis Valdez shifts from second to center. So the new defensive alignment of the Birds, Dayson in left, Valdez in center, Craig in right. De Leon at third, Placencia at short, Romero at second, Ramirez at first, and Monte Cohn still catching with Boyd on the mound. Prado is still in the Shorebirds dugout. He's hanging out on the railing. First pitch from Lloyd to Mason Auer is fouled back and down a play for strike one. So I'm not quite sure what the predicament, ailment, or if there even is anything that is ailing Prado that forced him out of this game. 0-1. Slider popped out of play. First base side. It's 0-2. So it just seems to be like maybe a little rest for Prado here. Although his spot is due to hit potentially in the ninth, would be up fifth. 0-2 on Auer. He's 0-3 in the game. The pitch, fastball, called strike three, outside corner. Auer down looking. Lloyd paints the edge, and there's one away here in the eighth. Lloyd pitching back in his hometown for the first time since college. He said he played here a couple of times in college when South Carolina would come to play the Citadel, which is also located here in Charleston, plays at the Joe. Willie Vasquez, the batter, is 1-3, shows bunt on the first pitch and takes down low for ball one. Willie Vasquez fan club erupts here in the eighth as the 1-0 line down the right field. Line that falls in for a base hit and goes to the corner, and the fan club gets rowdy. Vasquez on his way to second. He's thinking three. Here's the relay throw from Romero. It is not in time. The relay throw drills Vasquez on the wrist. De Leon keeps it in front, but Vasquez is down hard. Romero's relay throw drilled him on the wrist. And hopefully he's okay. He makes it to third on the triple, the first of the game for Charleston. It's only a matter of time before they got their first triple. 27th triple of the season for Charleston. For Vasquez, it's his fourth. And now Vasquez being checked out by the trainer, Ruben Santiago. See if he'll stay in the game. A league-leading 27th triple for Charleston. I told you last night, Charleston has actually hit more triples than homers. It's now 27-24. And not only have they hit 27 triples, because their pitching is so good, they have allowed a league-low 6 triples. So they hit a lot of them and don't allow a lot. Vasquez will stay in the game after being attended to. So a man at third, one out. That's a big insurance run. Infield comes in for the Shorebirds for O'Neill Monzueta. He's 1-3 with a double back in the second. Right-handed batter. Infield in. Here's the pitch. Cutter is down low for ball one. The pitch. Monsueto lines it into right center field for a base hit. Over to cut it off to center fielder Valdez. He'll throw it in. Vasquez comes in to score. It's an RBI single for Monsueto. And Charleston with a little bit of breathing room. It's now the River Dogs 5 and the Shorebirds 3. Monsueto with his 13th RBI of the season. So man at first, one out now, and Luis Leon, the batter, is 1-for-3 with a 2-run single back in the second. Switch hitter bats from the left side. The first pitch, he swings and pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. De Leon gives it a look, but it's back into the seats. Strike one. When we go to the ninth, the Shorebirds will have the bottom of the order due up 7, 8, and 9. Lloyd from the first base side of the rubber comes set to 0-1. This is down and away, 1-1. Here's the pitch. Slider just off the inside edge this time. 2-1. Get you some Carolina League scores real quick. Myrtle Beach and Augusta currently suspended in the bottom of the fifth. They just weren't able to get to an official point. Throw over to first, and Monsueto nearly caught leaning. Ramirez dropped the ball anyways. Still 2-1 on Leon. It's 6-2 Pelicans, bottom of the fifth. They didn't even get to start the bottom half of the frame, so they'll resume that at some point. Fredericksburg shutting out Salem 7-0. Fred Nance have lost the first two of the series. Here's the pitch. This is outside, 3-1. Carolina shutting out Kannapolis 2-0. That's in the bottom of the seventh from Zebulon. Down east and Fayetteville tied at 3, top of the ninth. So they might be looking at extra innings for the second straight night. An already final from Lynchburg. Hellcats with a 6-0 win over Columbia. 3-1 fastball, just a little high ball, 4. Walk from Lloyd, that puts two on with one out for Fredville Chavez. Now the second time through the order for Lloyd. Chavez flying out to left his last time up against Lloyd. He's 0-for-3 in the game. First pitch. Chavez, a mighty hack, comes up empty. Strike one. Then at first and second, one out. 5-3 Charleston now, bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Chavez takes up and in. Splitter never split. 1-1. Right on right matchup. Here it comes. And the slider misses down and away. 2-1. Middle infield at double play depth. Just past 9 o'clock here from Charleston. Sun's completely set. Lights on in full effect. And at first and second, one out in the eighth. Birds down 5-3. The pitch. And Chavez stings it foul out of play right field side. It's 2-2. Chavez swings and hits a sky-high pop-up to shallow right center. Center fielder Valdez comes in and can't make the grab. Just out of his reach. He picks it up, fires to second. The throw is low, so the Birds don't even get the out on the force at second. With Leon late to the bag there, and the bases are loaded with one out. We'll see if they give Valdez an error. He never got to the spot in time. And when he reached out, I'm not sure if it hit his glove or not. And they have given Valdez an error, as he's probably right. The wind's blowing in a little bit stronger now than it was earlier in the game, but that's no excuse for Valdez there with his speed not to get to that spot. Drop fly ball loads the bases. 5-3 Charleston, bottom eight. And Edwin Barragan, the batter, he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Barragan hit a two-run homer back in the second. One for two has also been hit by a pitch. Base is loaded, one out. Corners in, middle infield at double play, depth outfield straight away. 0-1. Barragan, a soft liner into right field, a base hit. One run score, stop sign at third for Leon. It's an RBI single for Barragan, and it's a 6-3 game. Just inside out at it, into right. Got enough of it to serve it into shallow right. And it's 6-3. Monsueta scores, Leon to third, Chavez up to second. And the base is loaded now for the top of the order in Shane Sasaki. Sasaki, 1-for-4, the leadoff man. Right-handed batter again. Corners in, middle infield at double play depth. Lloyd from the stretch. Here's his pitch. And Sasaki takes a slider missed somewhere down the middle for ball one. So Charleston opening it up here late. Was a one-run game. Shorebirds hoping to keep it that way before the ninth. But it's now 6-3 Charleston. 1-0. Sasaki takes cutter just outside for ball two. Two and zero on Sasaki, nowhere to put him. Bases loaded, one out in the eighth. Charleston up 6-3. The pitch. He swings. It's a hard ground to third. It's blocked by the third baseman De Leon. Picks it up, throws to second for the force out. Run comes in to score. Two outs in the inning and men now at the corners. So it's an RBI fielder's choice for Sasaki. De Leon had a hit off his palm, and when he recovered, would have been better suited just to get the out at third. Instead, he threw to second. No hope of a double play on Sasaki either. Now, Sasaki at first, I'm sure, will be off and running on the first couple of pitches. Carolina lead leader in steals with 26. Batters Carson Williams, he's 1-for-4. OPS just shy of 1,000. He's driven in 21 on the season. Men on the corners, two outs. 7-3 Charleston, bottom eight. Delmarva trails. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Way outside, Montecone did a good job to keep it in front. Ball one. Cutter just overthrown there by Lloyd. It's been a frustrating inning for Lloyd. The drop fly ball for Valdez in center. De Leon at third there. Probably had a better than 50% shot to turn two, or at least keep the run from scoring. The 1-0. Williams swings and skies it on the left side of the diamond. Third baseman De Leon gets under it behind the bag and puts it away for the final out of the inning. But three-run score for Charleston. Three hits, a walk, an error, and a fielder's choice. Net three runs, and we're on to the ninth. Shorebirds need four to tie, five to take the lead. It's Charleston 7, Delmarva 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plays. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To the top of the ninth we go. It's Charleston now 7 and Delmarva 3. Three runs in the bottom of the eighth for the River Dogs. Open this one up. And the Shorebirds will need 4 to tie, 5 to win against a, or 5 to take the lead on the new arm on the mound for the River Dogs. Cameron Fields comes on in his tech net, called the bullpen, replaces Jack Snyder. Snyder goes 3 scoreless, allows 2 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Fields from the stretch with nobody on. His first pitch to Moises Ramirez is a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Fields, a 6'2", 200-pound right-handed pitcher, 23 years old, 20th round pick out of Texas Southern last year. Hands at the shoulders, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses up and in, 1-1. Fields is 1-0 with a 4.02 ERA. This is his 13th appearance. 1-for-1 in save opportunities. This is not a save chance, though. River Dogs up by 4. 1-1. Breaking ball fouled back. It's 1-2. 15 and 2/3 innings. Fields has struck out 9, walked 11. 13 hits, 9 runs, 7 earned. 7, 8, and 9 for the Shorebirds. Their last chance here in the 9th. Ramirez leading it off. He's 0-for-3. 2 strikeouts and a ground out. 1-2 delivery. And Ramirez pops it up out of play, right field side. Count stays at 1-2. Right on right matchup here. 1-2. Ramirez takes a fastball way high, and the count's even at 2. Seven-3 Charleston, top of the 9th. Ramirez takes a 2-strike stance. The pitch, swing and a miss. Hard breaker down and away, can't connect. And Fields starts the 9th with a strikeout. Shorebirds on the verge of losing 3 in a row to open up this road trip. It would be the second time that they've done that. Did the same against Augusta. Brings up Aaronson Placencia. Right-handed batter. The pitch. Fastball is up and in for ball 1. Charleston, 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. Shorebirds, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 3 errors. Only runs the Shorebirds got back in the 5th were thanks to walks. 1-0. Placencia takes a fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Placencia 0-for-2. He walked and scored as a part of that 5th inning, leading it off. There's 3 walks, 2 wild pitches, and a stolen base, producing the only runs of the game for Delmarva. 1-1. Breaking ball way outside, and the count's 2-1. Just 4 hits in the game, 2 belong to Isaac De Leon, who shouldn't have even been in the game today if not for Ryan Higgins' injury. De Leon 2-for-3 off the bench. 2-1. Placencia swings and misses, fastball letter high. And the count's 2-2. Fields the ready. High leg kick, here it comes. Fastball swung on and missed. 91 blown by Placencia, and Cameron Fields with back-to-back strikeouts here in the 9th. And the Shorebirds are down to their final out. River Dogs trying to make it 3 in a row over the Shorebirds. Delmarva going to need a wild comeback to avoid a 3rd straight loss. Ishael Montecone, the final hope. First pitch. Fastball, belt tie down the middle for strike 1. Wind blowing in from center for Monte Cone. 0 for 2. Walken scored in the fifth. Has a five-game hitting streak on the line. Birds down 7-3. The 0-1. Monte Cone swings and hits a looper into center. On comes the center fielder, Baker. He dives and it falls out of his glove. Nearly ends the game with a sensational play. Instead, it's a base for Monte Cone. His hit streak does go to 6. He's got that going for him. And the lineup flips the top in Luis Valdez. Valdez 0 for 2. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Tying run still in the hole right now. Shorebirds just trying to keep the line moving with 2 outs. Charleston 7, Delmarva 3, top of the 9. 2 away, man at first. Pitch to Valdez. Luis takes up and away for ball 1. Monte Cone not being held on at first. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, including Chavez at first, who plays back of the runner. Valdez an open stance off in the left side. The 1-0. He swings, lines it right back to Fields on the mound, who knocks it down, flips it to first, and retires Valdez to end the game. Valdez slapped it hard, but Fields had his glove in the right spot, knocks it down, able to recover, flip it to first, and that's the ball game. Charleston wins their third straight over Delmarva. Your final tonight, it's the River Dogs 7 and the Shorebirds 3. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap on the postgame show. Your final score tonight, it's the Charleston River Dogs 7 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 3. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jacks Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Charleston, South Carolina, where it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds falling for the third straight night to the Charleston River Dogs. 7-3 the final score. The difference in this one, a 4-run second for the River Dogs. Shorebirds offense just could never get it going tonight. They were basically gifted 3 runs in the fifth inning. And other than that, Shorebirds didn't have too much offense to speak of. Third straight loss for the Birds as they have opened up this road trip. Unfortunately, not well. And it's only going to get tougher from here with 3 more remaining against Charleston, plus 6 against Myrtle Beach, the best team in the minors, next week. Let's take you through how this one unfolded. Dan Fetterman pitched the scoreless first, but then the big inning bit him in the bud again. Charleston started off the second, single, double, 2-run single, fly out, 2-run homer. And it was 4-0 in a blink of an eye. But after that, though, Fetterman actually settled in. He didn't allow another hit after the second. He retired 10 in a row to cap off his night as he ended up going 6 frames. The Shorebirds made it a one-run game in the fifth. Neraldo Catalina was on the mound for the River Dogs in relief, and he walked the first three he saw in the frame, added 2 wild pitches, stir in a stolen base and a throwing error, plus a fielding error on the same play, and the Shorebirds scored 3 runs. Placencia scored on a wild pitch, and then Montecone was at third with Luis Valdez at first. Valdez broke for second. The throw from the catcher went into center, so Montecone came home to score. Valdez got up, went to third, and the center fielder Baker, who was backing it up, just overran the baseball. So Valdez kept on running, came in to score, and just like that, it was a 4-3 game. Unfortunately for the Shorebirds, they got just 2 more hits the rest of the way, and Charleston pitching actually ended up retiring the final, or ended up retiring 8 of the final 9 they saw in the game, and made it 9 of 11 to boot, to end the contest as well. Charleston scored 3 big insurance runs in the 8th. It was a very sloppy inning defensively for the Shorebirds. Willie Vasquez, triple. O'Neill Monsueta, an RBI single. Walk and an error, then loaded the bases. Fielder's choice to third, which probably should have been a double play or at least an out at the plate, but the ball was dropped third. Recovered, got an out. Run did come home to score, though. At the end of the day, Shorebirds didn't have anything going in the ninth as Michel Montecone singled with 2 outs to extend his hitting streak to 6. But after that, Luis Valdez, a liner back to the mound, knocked down by the pitcher Fields, who threw him out at first to end the game and secure the win for Charleston. Your final line score for Delmarva, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors, they strand 7. Charleston, 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, they strand 7 as well. Jack Snyder gets the win out of the bullpen for Charleston. He goes 3 scoreless innings, walks 1, strikes out 4, allows 2 hits. He's 3-0 on the season. Dan Fetterman takes the loss. And again, Dan's final line, not really telling the whole story tonight. 6 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs all earned, no walks, 2 strikeouts. But all 6 hits happened in the first 2 innings. After that, he struck out 2, retired 10 in a row to end his outing. The only base runners against him were 2 errors in the third. So big tip of the cap to Dan for holding down the fort and figuring it out once the game was clearly not going the Birds' direction. He hung in there and gave the Shorebirds a shot to win it late. They had it back to a one-run game, but just couldn't find more magic in the late going. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 15-27 on the season. Lynchburg, who has already won tonight, has a chance to pop back into first place. So the Shorebirds, depending on what happens with Carolina, they might be 8.5 or more back, but they certainly will not be any closer than the 8 that they currently are. On the road, they are now 7-14. They have lost 3 in a row. Charleston, they improved 29-13. They are 18-6 at home, and they have won 3 in a row. They are a game and a half back of Myrtle Beach, whose game has officially been suspended against Augusta. Let's go ahead and give you those Carolina League scores that we were just talking about there. Lynchburg did win 6-0, while Carolina leads Kannapolis 2-0 in the top of the ninth. So if that all holds, the Shorebirds will fall back to 9 games out of first place, trailing both the Hillcats and the Mudcats. Coming into today, it was Carolina at the top, a half game ahead of Lynchburg, with Carolina's game is still in flux, so to speak. Lynchburg has tied them, but should the Mudcats hold on in the ninth? And actually, it's now a tie game. Samuel Polanco, a 2-run homer for Kannapolis, is tied at 2. Going to the bottom of the ninth against Carolina, so the Mudcats need to walk it off to stay in first. So who knows how many of the Shorebirds will be back when we start play tomorrow. Myrtle Beach, they are suspended against Augusta. They lead it 6-2 in the bottom of the fifth. They'll resume it tomorrow ahead of their normally scheduled game at 6. Other scores from across the league, Fredericksburg beating up on Salem. They lead it 10-1. Fayetteville and Down East currently in the top of the 10th. It's 5-3 Woodpeckers. And Lynchburg, as we said, a 6-0 win over Columbia. Let's get you those Birdland scores now. Orioles had the day off as they traveled up to Boston. They'll start a series against the Red Sox at Fenway, beginning at 7:05 tomorrow night. Bay Sox are getting obliterated by Erie. They trailed at 17-1, going to the bottom of the ninth against the Seawolves. Can't figure out the Bay Sox. Some of the most talented players in the organization, a very talented roster, and they're about to drop to 12 games over under 500 here to start the season. Aberdeen just took the lead on Wilmington 3-2. Ramon Rodriguez with an RBI single, giving them a 3-2 lead. They've scored three in the bottom of the eighth. Daryl Hernandez, our old friend, now at the plate. Norfolk gets swept in the doubleheader by Gwinnett, losing 4-1 and 3-2. D.L. Hall pitched well, but Gwinnett with three in the sixth took game one. Game two, Gwinnett scored two in the third, one in the seventh to win it 3-2 against Kevin Smith. Dylan Harris did hit his second AAA homer. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Shorebirds will try to break this rut. They are no longer able to win the series here this week, and will need to win three in a row to avoid losing the series as well. First pitch due for 7:05 here from the Joe. Juan de los Santos on the hill for the Shorebirds. He is 1-4 with a 2.50 ERA. Davion Whittle makes the start for Charleston. No record, a 0.0 ERA in limited innings here this season. De los Santos v. Whittle, your pitching matchup, 7:05 first pitch. We'll be on air for the pregame show at 6:50. How about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast? As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's broadcast. Big thanks to everybody back at Purdue Stadium and in Salisbury who helps put on this crazy show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, your final score tonight, Shorebirds drop their third in a row to Charleston by a final of 7-3, now 15-27 on the season. Till tomorrow at 6:50, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.